T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you.
Ooh, 4832 on the text line writes, I live in this complex. Presumably the one that where the fire was this morning in Overland Park. Two police officers were injured. And the apartment, we're to believe, was hoarded. I live in this complex. They have regular inspections and exterminator visits. I cannot believe that this happened. Let's go to the hotline. Jason Rhodes with the Overland Park Fire Department joining us on the hotline. Mr. Rhodes, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Jason.
Good afternoon.
It is always good to hear your voice. I wish it was under better circumstances.
Agreed.
Can you describe, first of all, how did you know that this fire had started? And then what did fire and police find when they tried to get in?
Yeah, so our crews, Overland Park Fire, Olathe Fire, and Leawood Fire were all called to an apartment fire at the Casa de Bonte's apartment just before 11 o'clock. First crews arrived, and they did see smoke showing from a ground level apartment in a two-story apartment building. And my understanding is PD was assisting with evacuations at that point. Two of those officers were later transported to an area hospital with smoke inhalation, probably sustained during those evacuation efforts.
And you also said, Jason, that part of the reason that this was so frantic, not only because of the horde, but because you did not know when you first went in whether the woman who lived there was trapped inside.
Right. So typically at a fire scene like that, while crews are making initial fire attack and doing searches, there are other folks outside, either police or fire, who are connecting with residents, trying to account for everyone. So during that process, they were able to account for everyone in the building except for the resident of that apartment. And so at that point, all we can do is presume that that resident may still be in the unit.
Yeah.
That definitely takes things up a notch. So our folks immediately went to work, and the problem they found was that the contents in that apartment were piled so high in front of the doors and windows in particular that they weren't able to access the apartment, literally physically unable to access the apartment.
They couldn't even get in.
Correct. We're able to take out some windows and glass doors in the back, and at that point, heavy smoke emanating from the apartment, they began a process of grabbing contents and basically clearing the way to try and just get to the fire. And that took a considerable amount of effort to even get to a point where they could see fire and get a hose stream on it and start knocking fire down. So even though they were able to accomplish that, they're still not even inside the unit. They're doing all this from outside. The contents were that numerous. And, of course, not knowing that that resident is unaccounted for, or knowing that that resident was currently unaccounted for, we're still in rescue mode. We're still trying to figure out how we can go through that apartment and do a search. So just a great deal of consternation and a great deal of frustration on our part. And it's, quite frankly, it's dangerous for all involved. If a resident is in there, extremely dangerous for them, obviously, and very dangerous for our crews trying to do the job that they need to do. So it's a real tough situation today.
We're speaking with Jason Rhodes with the Overland Park Fire Department. Jason, we've had conversations on this show in the past about departments in the Kansas City area who, if they realize that a home or an apartment is a hoarder's home or apartment, will make a note when they get back to the office so that in the future, if they have to go to a fire at that location, they will know what they're heading into. Does the Overland Park Fire Department do this sort of hoarder flagging, if you will, for lack of a better term? And if you do, did you know that this apartment was such?
So my understanding is that we didn't have any information that that warned us of that in advance. However, I would say that we would try to take that one step further, and that is our folks, our crews come into contact with residents every day, whether that's a fire call, whether that's a medical call, which quite frankly is much more common than a fire call, whether that's a public education appearance, however it is that we come into contact with folks. If we recognize situations in which people need assistance in whether it's a hoarding disorder or some kind of personal care issue or whatever the issue may be, our folks are going to reach out. We're going to connect with some of the co-responders or mental health task force or any of the resources, social services, anything that's available in the area. And we're going to try and get those folks connected with people who can try to help. Because we recognize that that's not a healthy situation for them to be in either.
Do you train specifically, Jason? Do the firefighters train specifically for hoarded house conditions?
It's not a firefighting tactic that you can really train for. It is literally just a hazard that you encounter that you've got to mitigate at the time. And so, you know, our folks are just in a situation where they've got to try and clear a path to get inside that apartment to extinguish a fire and search for victims. And there's really no easy way to do that, short of heavy equipment, which is not practical at the time.
And she's been located and she is okay. She was not in the apartment at the time.
Yeah, correct. Resident police located the resident off-site. She's safe and sound, thank God. Thank goodness. And so at the end of the day, she's fine. None of our folks sustained injury. So we all came out of this okay. We've got a couple of police officers, though, that had a trip to the hospital with smoke inhalation. That is serious. We have a number of residents who are displaced now because of a fire. And we certainly have the potential for things to go sideways with this kind of hazard. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that we want to chastise a person for or, belittle them for in any way, shape, or form. Despite causing all of these problems, this is a clinical disorder, and it's something that more people than we probably realize suffer from. You know, we see this in plenty of places that we visit for fire calls and medical calls. And so it's really about asking the rest of us who don't suffer from this disorder to, be your brother's keeper, right? If you have a family member or a friend or an acquaintance, or if you live next to somebody and you get an inkling that something like this is going on in their lives, you need to reach out. You need to first, start with them and see if they're willing to seek some assistance. And if not, you need to try and connect them with someone who can get some assistance to them.
Have you guys, I know it's early, but have you guys been able to determine a cause?
We have not. Fire investigators are on the scene and they're doing their thing right now, but quite frankly, it's going to be a very difficult fire to investigate, again, because of the conditions.
All right, Jason Rhodes with the Overland Park Fire Department. Do appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jason. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
And this just in from John Lacey over at Overland Park. Both officers are in stable condition and will be released from the hospital later tonight. Families have been notified. The officers arrived on that scene first, and as Jason just mentioned, did not know if the lady was inside. They pounded on the door, then breached the door. Both officers suffered smoke inhalation. And again, as for the hoarding, he says that's a mental health condition, and we will be following up on that.
You know, and I recognize that this has moved into the realm of mental health disorder. I cannot, and maybe it's because it's relatively new classification, I cannot wrap my hands around this.
Well,
I don't understand it.
It makes me angry, and I think there are listeners who are feeling that anger because A, it's hard to understand how you could let that situation get so bad, but B, it is unsafe for those around you. And as we have seen, if something goes wrong, it is desperately unsafe for the firefighters and police officers mm-hmm. who are there doing their job trying to get you out. They don't even know if you're in there because the conditions are so bad. And it turns out these two officers are hurt. She wasn't even home.
And you've watched the show Hoarders. They know that they have this mental
health
problem.
Well, I don't know that not all of them. They look at that hoard, Scott, and they don't see it.
You're right on that point. But when you're saying, Mom, you know, you've got to throw this stuff away. I know, but you know, that's from 20 years ago and blah, blah, yeah. blah. Well, it's a damn newspaper.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.